commemorate the faithful departed, the souls who are in purgatory, who need our prayers, and we are praying for them as hard as we can in our rosaries, in our Mass, in our Holy Communions, mindful of them. We want to have a strong remembrance of them throughout our life. We could be there too someday. We could be in purgatory someday. We want to be released from there as soon as possible. There are souls in purgatory. We know that by faith, maybe many, maybe thousands, maybe millions, or maybe trillions, who knows. And they're suffering very, very greatly, much more than anything we can suffer here on earth. And so it's a duty and charity that we remember them. And so we need to kind of mark, so we remember them this one day in the year, but we want to be praying for them every day. Again, in those things that help us to remember, to pray for them. And it's a great act of charity to pray for those we don't see, we don't know what they're going through, we don't hear their pains and their groans, and so it's a great act of charity. It's a pure act of charity because we don't get anything back from it. We don't have any sensual gratification from seeing their relief or seeing their pain or seeing what they're going through or hearing or anything. So we're certainly trying to do that, just like we pray for the unborn who are in the womb. We can't see, we don't see their sufferings through abortion and all that. That's a great act of charity to pray for an end to abortion, to make that great sacrifice to be out in front of the abortion clinics praying, etc. A great act of charity which God will certainly reward us for one day. We think also of our own death, our own preparation for death. Death, what's going to happen when you die, when I die? That day is really going to come one day. It's kind of a, you know, it's the be-all and end-all of our life, you could say, you know, that one day, how is it going to happen? What's it going to be like? How important it is to center our focus on that time, to prepare. And it will be dreadful for many people who are not prepared, who don't live for God, who don't think think about death, don't think about other people's death either, don't pray for other people who are dying. We need to do that. We need to pray for those who are on their deathbed and help them pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, pray for ourselves. But what's going to happen on that time? You know, we prepare by living for God totally, loving God with all our heart, soul, and strength, giving our entire selves to God, being detached from this world as much as we can, more and more towards that day. Prepare especially with love in our heart, because love casts out fear. Love casts out fear. We want to be full of the love of God as powerfully as we can be, more we can. God is love itself, and so we grab onto His love through the Eucharist, through our daily growing in love for God, making acts of love, asking for Him to fill us with more and more of that love. As Saint Therese did, you know, she's a very good model for preparation for death. She longed for death. And when she had signs that she was going to die, spitting up blood, she made her happy. The next morning when she's spitting up blood at night, she couldn't see anything, and when she saw the blood in the morning, it made her happy, because it was a sign that God was going to take her soon, and she just really, really longed for death, because death is really a door. It's a door to eternal life. It's a door to God. It's a door to our union with Him. So we really want to have that kind of spirit that Saint Therese had, to long for death so that we can be united to Jesus, Mary, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, the saints, the angels in heaven. They're all going to be there greeting us with open arms if we live for God, if we are mindful of our brothers and sisters in heaven. Really, let's really use the example of Saint Therese to copy that, to really prepare for death through the love of God, the loving arms of God. God is a loving Father, and it's not something to be afraid of. Mother Angelica had the same experience. She had near-death experience, and she came before God in some way, and experience his love for us and how he wants us to long for him and to greet him. And when she came back to earth, she said, "It took away all my fear of death." And she expressed that to her viewers, and so to all of us. And God certainly let her do that, to send us the message that we too should not fear death, but that we should go towards it as we are going towards our loving Father. And again, we prepare. God will be very merciful to us if we trust in his infinite mercy to us, for us. And the thoughts of purgatory, the thoughts of this day, should help us to trust in the mercy of God, which should bring us to live a holier life, to rid ourselves more and more of sin. The mercy of God is not something to presume on, but something to help us to get rid of sin in our life, for the love of God, who is showing us and offering us all this mercy. So let's root ourselves of all sin, all venial sin, all deliberate sin. And as we make our effort to do this in plenary indulgence for the souls in purgatory today or during this month of November, one of the conditions is to be free from all attachment to venial sin. So we're working on that. We work on that today and each day of our life.